Okay, so here we are again. Glenda is here. We've got a little announcement to make, just to let you know what's going on today. We did come up here to have this party, this celebration, and so she decided we'll do it at a really fancy resort called a hospital. So here we are. She, you know, she gets that bronchitis spell and thought it was pneumonia, but she's good to go. They're just keeping an eye. She's getting some treatments, and all the testing is coming back wonderful. So even if you didn't know you were praying for her, and she's getting healed right as we speak, that's what's happening. But we are here together, and we're doing a call here from room 213. So welcome. We are so glad y'all are here. And I did want to say we do have lovely people popping their heads in and out, and they might want to do a little treatment or something. If that happens, if we have the presence of mind, we'll just say the word sunshine, which then I'll put myself on mute so you're not hearing all this goings on. And in that space, maybe as the community, we'll just, you know, be in silent prayer and, you know, just be in our hearts and our minds to support Glenda. She is coming through this, so don't anyone panic. She's doing great. Her attitude is great. She's making jokes, and she's just doing great. So hold on, Glenda. I'm already the host. Can you talk? Hold on. Let me. Oh, no. Hold on, Glenda. I'm going to have to put you on.
You'll have to go over me, too. If she's talking on that, it's going to be.
So we don't need your phone. Let's just do mine. All right, just do mine.
Okay.
Just do mine. There we go.
Hello, everybody. Mark, my voice is just a little bit off today. Maybe I'm on another planet transmitting in. I knew I was going to be at a resort vacation for my birthday. I just didn't know it was going to be supervised by medical staffing. So anyway, I'm going to be fine. I'm under great care. And just one of those surprise situations that may actually result in better health overall in the long run. So sometimes we have to have a crisis in order to discover or rediscover our foundation again. You know, we can get a shaky foundation and not know it. So we rebuild, and I'm feeling really quite good with an extremely stressful 24 hours, which is why I'm here. And it was completely unplanned. But we got a great team, and they're here ready to be with you and love you to pieces today. So they're going to read from the book. We're still going to have our book study, and maybe they'll let me comment as we go along. I don't know. They may just be too excited taking charge. You know.
I'd like your input, Glenda.
All right. Well, I'm going to give the phone back to Nancy. And we have Nancy, and we have Caroline, and we have Gary. So who knows how this is going to play out, but whatever happens will be guided by the one who loves us all, Yeshua. He's here. He's in the hospital with me, been walking with me the whole way, and he brought me the most amazing staff. I mean, really couldn't have been better. And I've just been walking the distance with me. I've got flowers from friends and family and well-wishers and people all over the planet sending me messages. So, hey, it doesn't get any better than that. So, anyway, phone back to Nancy, and she's going to take you through it all.
Thank you, everybody.
By the way, you're very lucky to have Nancy, Carolyn, and Gary. They're going to be great.
Well, we'll see about that. But we love you, and we appreciate this moment together today, this circle that we're creating, the love around Glenda. So we'll do our best, and the cool thing is that we're just a real flexible bunch, and we love each other, and we go with God's flow. So last week, we kind of wrapped up on page 119 of the new edition, and the very last portion was about seeing folks living in ways that, you know, we may judge. But these different legacies that everybody lives, he finished up by saying, do not view hardship as punishment, but rather as inclusion. We're going to move on from there. When he said that, then he followed by saying, this was the great lesson of Job, a wealthy man who lived in ancient Israel. He enjoyed the favor of good fortune and rich blessing until a series of reversals changed his life for the worst. Job tried to interpret his hardships as punishment. Yeah, that made no sense. He tried to interpret the hardship as something he had to work through, and that changed nothing. He tried to interpret it as something he would have to receive as a lesson. Or we all do that, don't we? Still, nothing changed. He tried penance and supplication to God in the form of prayer, sacrifice, and worship. Nothing in the way of cause and effect brought satisfaction, however, or any results. In desperation, he pleaded for explanations. Why, he asked God, do good people suffer while the evil are left free to exploit with their profits? When the Almighty answered him from a whirlwind, he brought only more questions to Job. Have you ever given orders to the morning or shown the dawn its place? Can you bind the beautiful Pleiades? Does the hawk take flight by your wisdom and spread its wings toward the south? Does the eagle soar at your command and build his nest on high? God's message to Job was that the answer lies not in bitterness or judgment or even in the search for reason, but rather in the vastness and grandeur of the universe. Finally, Job surrendered, accepting the hardship as his new lot in life. At last, he understood that his charter within the brotherhood of man was to accept the bad with the good. By the grace of God, he was then restored to his original wealth and his original blessing. However, it was not by justifications of cause and effect that this was accomplished, but by the higher power of acceptance and grace. Life is to be shared for better or for worse, as all men rise together toward a higher plane on which to live. It is the greater wisdom to realize that often what you might consider to be the worst is just an illusion that will also pass. When Glenda paused, she was probably overwhelmed by that because it was incredible. Finally, someone explained Job, and she said, must it always be that way? He said, it will be as long as you are under the illusion of separation from each other and separation from God. It will pass when you know that you are loved and when you accept your rightful position within the one spirit. It will also greatly help to seek the river of abundant supply, which can transmute or override structures like the surf of an ocean. Holy moly. Once you know this, you will receive the limitations of structure and cease to be its servant. You will perceive the limitations of structure and cease to be its servant. So I have a feeling Glenda might want to, no, you're okay? Thought she might want to comment on that, but she would, but she can't talk, but boy, there's a lot there, right? I mean, everybody's read the Job story. Everybody's tried to understand that. I think there's a lot here beyond what I even remembered the first time I read it. We all talk about how we get revelations when we read this book over and over, and then something new. Yes. She does want to say something, so we'll all be together and we'll help support her wonderful voice.
Actually, everybody, I just wanted to say, it was so lovely to hear somebody else read that message. Job is everybody. He was honored to be given the privilege of being everybody. And what it really represents is there are times in our life when we seem to have everything. For some of us, it might have been childhood. For some of us, it might have been a quick acceleration into finding the love of our life, starting our family. For others, finding the right career and the great acceleration we had. And then, whoa, all of a sudden, well, there's the other side of it. The resistance that we encounter in the world. And we fight it when there's nothing to be fought. And when we realize that God created the heavens, the earth, and all things in between, we know that love will just carry us through it. And we cease being in a state of separation. You see, what happens is we have good times. And then when the hardships come on, which they inevitably will, we want to separate from those. You see, it's human instinct that when, okay, here's a common thing. You love someone dearly, your spouse. You love them dearly with all your heart. But you have a fight, a big disagreement over something important. And what do? Well, I'm going to go chill. I'm just going to go be in my space. I'm going to think this all over myself. You go into separation. Does it solve anything? No, it doesn't. Okay. You had plenty of money and you got hit with bills you didn't expect and you got upside down in your checking account. So we're going to try to solve that with cause and effect, right? Well, we go try to handle that as cause and effect. It doesn't work. Never does. Never will. If we just look at the fact that there's a balance sheet to everything in life, and we just relax into it, and we start encouraging, not fighting for, but encouraging flows to come in from other directions. And possibly the therapy in all of this is we may look for benefits from areas we thought we didn't like before. We thought, I would never do that. I'm not going to do that. I don't like that. But look, there are infinite flows in our Father's world. And this could be an opportunity to expand yourself, right? And that's conquering separation. That's restoring yourself to another part of your wholeness. Maybe right now you can't heal. Maybe yet you can't quite heal the part that's broken. And we all get broken pieces from time to time. And some of them we just can't face into. And we don't like it, so we fight into it. It doesn't work. And we abandon it, and that doesn't work. But what happens if we start filling the aquifers of our life from other sources, that new buildup of supply just bleeds over and it begins to solve the totality of the problem. And it's all because we are conquering separation. So think about ways that you can conquer separation wherever it might be. And you might have to be flexible. Okay? Job demonstrated to God that he was willing to be flexible. He demonstrated to God that, okay, well, I get it. So there's a plus side and a downside to reality. And I'll live with it. Once he had that lesson, God says, he got it. I'm going to fill his cup again. Okay, I can't talk anymore, but I'm going to give you back to somebody that can.
Wow, Glenda, that was fabulous and incredibly. It's just flowing out of her, folks. I wish you could just see this. So Caroline's here, and we're going to move into the book a little more. I believe we're on page maybe 120 now. Is that right? Of the new edition. So we're at the, actually,
121.
So I'm going to give you Caroline.
Well, I'm honored to be on the call today and actually reading. And those are such amazing words from Glenda. And I remember it really ties in with what you said last week, Glenda, that none of us are immune from pain and loss. And it's not because we're bad people and because we necessarily deserve everything that happens to us. That's life. Life is happy, life is sad, life is good, life is bad. Yeah, and although one of the things that I thought was so key last week was we do have pain, but we can choose how much suffering we get out of that pain. It's an attitude thing, and I think a lot of us find that adversity makes us strong and it brings us to new, better places so many times. So I'm going to continue reading. And Glenda says in the book on page 121, too often in our human formula, we shun or pity those we wish to hold apart from our lives. Honor and inclusion were his answers to that dilemma. This doesn't mean, however, that we should condone crime, tolerate conditions that foster disease, or relax into indifference about hardship. The point of his message was that human difficulty belongs to us all. Where is there anyone who has the right to stand apart and judge the rest? On this occasion and several others, he distinguished between three levels of understanding that have a direct impact upon our well-being in the universe. The lowest level of understanding pertains to one's immediate survival, with little perception or recognition of consequences. While this may satisfy short-run necessity, it can often lead to bitter traps and deadly results. The next level of understanding is that of cause and effect, which leads to decent, civilized behavior with significantly more command of life. If one stops at this level, however, life will be dominated by structure, linear logic, control, and judgment. Life will be lived in a box. Fortunately, there's a third and higher level. The highest level of understanding involves embracing the power of wholeness, which is all-inclusive. According to Jesus, this final level requires a great leap of faith and consciousness, for it is truly where faith and consciousness reside and rule. Both are required in great measure, as well as love, acceptance, and forgiveness. When Glenda asked him if we should focus only on the highest level of understanding, he answered, "All three levels of understanding are needful and valid. It may surprise you that some people need to be taught how to survive or helped in doing so. Others need a refresher course in cause and effect. Nevertheless, everyone would be the wiser to understand that infinite wholeness has the power to utterly command life, shatter it, or rebuild it according to patterns of greater good. When one is attuned to that power through love and synchronicity, separations from God and man will cease, and life will be filled with greater blessing, broader understanding, and conscious immortality."
Thank you, Caroline. Let's just all settle into that one. Let me take a pic. Let me grab this. We don't have to say sunshine. We're okay. She's getting settled back in. Glenda, we're at the last portion of about the three levels of understanding. And for me, it just really shows exactly what Job was dealing with. There was all these things going on, these three levels. And, you know, and sometimes you got to focus on one. Sometimes something needs your attention because you're not really even understanding that you were the cause of something. And then there's an effect, right? But, ultimately, the most beautiful part for me is when Caroline was reading that, you know, infinite wholeness has the power to utterly command life, shatter it, or rebuild it according to patterns of greater good. So it's kind of not just about you. It's about all of us. And, you know, we're all in this soup together. And I've always loved that portion where Yeshua says, you know, we have these hardships, we have these things, we have these family lives, we have situations that can be so challenging. Sunshine on my shoulder. We're back. This is fun. I hope you're having as much fun. And you know, that's funny, what she was just reading about, you know, or what Caroline was saying about suffering and a choice that we make. I really wish you could all see Glenda's attitude, countenance, face of how she's holding all of this. There's not been a moment of, for me, it's really been a kind of a fun thing. Sorry, it's not fun. Let's pick a different word. A beautiful thing to watch, how you traverse any kind of thing, and then you trust that, you know, yes, I'm sitting, this lady. She's actually moving her body over here.
We can have a party at anything. Okay?
Yeah.
It's all about understanding how life works. Really, I don't need to sit down because I'm going to go lay down. Anyway, here's one thing I just really, really wanted to say. There was a big movement, especially in the late 90s, maybe last decade of the last millennium, and then a little forward, part of the New Age movement.
You want to take a sip, give her a little water? This is how much we all want to be together and how much she wants to be with you. Well, her water is behind her. I'm going to let her finish her thought. We're doing a sunshine, but not really. It's just all of us here. Here she goes.
Well, life has its balances. And I just... Okay, now, let's make it... I'm going to talk a little softer. Maybe it won't kick in the cough. There was part of the movement in the New Age that said, you create your own reality. And it was a big deal. And a lot of people got really confused and disappointed and some depressed and even suicidal because I can't change reality. Well, the fact is, my friends, you change your experience of reality. Big difference. You change your attitude about reality. Why can't you create reality? Because God created reality. Read God in Reality in Love Without End if you want to get the thorough answer on that. But the short form is, you didn't create it. So don't expect to be the one who changes it. However, it is malleable. It is flexible. And it will adapt to you as long as you're humble in it. That's the key. Going after it as if you were the creator is arrogant. And it won't obey you. Okay? Reality will not obey you if you pretend to be God. If you're arrogant about thinking you can change it. This was the mistake that Lucifer made, and God threw him out of control by the very words, you're arrogant. It didn't work. Job had to be in order to get reality to adapt to him and change to him. He had to first find his humility. When Yeshua said to the apostles, if you had so much faith as a grain of mustard, right? Okay. You could say to that mountain, come here, and it would come. But what about that faith you needed to have? That was not arrogant faith. Faith is not arrogant. Okay, let me just correct that phrase, because so much of affirmation and affirmation teaching contains a thread of arrogance in it. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have that. And you don't get it. And you say, why didn't this work? Okay, because you didn't create reality. Reality obeys God. It doesn't obey you. But you have God within you. You are an heir to the throne. All right? But you're just the heir right now. You're not it. And you're not sitting in the throne. So you have to have an element of humility. And when you have an element of humility, with love of your creator, which Job had, that's the formula. Job learned God created the reality, and it's full of stuff. Everything that may or may not pertain to me, it's full of it. Okay? And I know there's a lot of times we all say, yeah, this is full of it, you know, and with a little cynical frown on our face. But anyway, getting to the point is that with faith being humble. Faith is humble. Faith is not pretentious self-proclamation. Okay, that's not what faith is. Faith is not driving 120 miles an hour on a mountain highway. That's stupidity. Okay? Faith is not being stupid. Faith is not being self-possessed and entitled, and I could just use my entitlement to command whatever I think I deserve. One of the things that I have noticed through the years since I've been studying his message is also the connection between greed and the ultimate failure. Many people ask me, well, what stimulates people to be greedy? And I said, well, they think they can buy the reality they want if they just have enough money. And they try to buy it, and it doesn't work. $1 billion doesn't get that mountain moved. You might be able to go into it with dozers and explosives and tear it down, but that won't rebuild it. Okay? So $1 billion doesn't get the reality you want. They say, well, if I had $2 billion, I get the reality I want. Okay. It doesn't work. Okay, I'll go for $40 billion. And I'm going to be the biggest influencer in the world. And it doesn't work. What's going to happen is whoever does that is going to hit a brick wall. And they have a choice. They can keep hitting the brick wall. They can get $80 billion and fail again. Or they can come to their senses that they're not going to change anything with that attitude. It's going to take humility along with faith to get reality to adapt to them. See, you don't change reality. It adapts to you. You love it. It adapts to you. Okay? It adapts to the love in you. If you give yourself to it, it will love you back. And then it will be the very thing you want. And really, I highly recommend the story of Job to you for many reasons. One, it's one of the most beautiful pieces of literature in the history of Western civilization. And secondly, it's just plain beautiful. But most importantly, it's the human story. And you'll feel better about yourself. A lot of people, myself included, I thought it was just horrible. I didn't want to read it when he suggested we do. And he suggested it with a great deal of care and humbleness and realization that I would have issues with it. But by the time we were through reading, I had many of the answers for my life. And what does that have to do with adamantine particles? It has a lot to do with it, because adamantine particles are what God used to create reality. Okay? Reality was just, before that, it was spirit, and it was his, shall we say, idea, his idea, gnosis, the plan, the idea of what he wanted to create. But it was not done. He created it from the adamantine particles. So understanding this helps you to command the adamantine particles. That's why we covered this material today. Okay? I think you need to take over again.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. We are just so glad that she was able to pull that through, right, y'all? This is incredible. And I just want to talk about wholeness, too. He keeps bringing up that whole idea of, you know, that shatters it, and that's the all-inclusive part. And, you know, without it, what is wholeness? Wholeness is not separated. It's whole. And that's who we are when we remember who we are, right? Who we really are. So just a great message, Gwenda. So at this time, today we'll probably be right on track. We're going to open up our lines. That was the end of our reading. Looks like next week we will have the final portion of the adamantine particle chapter. There's a little bit about the radiance of it and how to sort of see it, feel it, experience it, understand it better at a deeper level, get into a little bit about food, I believe, towards the end. But then that'll be our last time together on the adamantine particle teaching. So for today, that's the last part of our reading. So at this time, I'm going to open our lines, and we're going to see if we have a couple callers. And, you know, we have lots of time for anyone that wants to just jump on with a question, a blessing request, take the time you need, and or a birthday wish for Glenda. We're open and we're here. Oh, Elizabeth, we're so glad you're here.
I'm so glad to be here, and I'm just here to ask for a blessing for Glenda for her birthday, and I didn't know until I got on she was in the hospital. So it's all about Glenda and blessings for healing and the appreciation that myself and everyone who's listening has for her and the help she's been, and just, she's just a dynamo and we love her so much, and I'm so sorry that she's not doing, that you are not doing well, Glenda. I know you're right there. And I just, prayers for your healing and prayers for your birthday and prayers for you to just be strong and keep the light going for us all. You're just, you're the best. You're the best. That's all I can say. You're absolutely the best, and we love you so much.
We do. And Elizabeth, she's blowing you lots of kisses here. She's feeling the love, and that's it, right? That is it. That's the power.
That's it. There's nothing, you know, words don't convey how much gratitude and love I have for Glenda, and I'm sure I'm speaking for everybody on the call over the years that we've all been here together as a family, and you've become my family. Even though we haven't met or anything, it's just like every Sunday afternoon, it's just a place to go, my place to go and be, and it's meant so much on so many levels. And as I said, I'm just talking too much, but love, healing, thank you forever and ever.
Oh, thank you, Elizabeth. That's just beautiful. And we just are so glad you're here with us. We love you so much. And all the blessings to you, okay? We love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you. And now we have, it looks like it's Helen. Helen, welcome. We're glad you're here today.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm suffering from the flu still, and I want everybody to pray for my little cat. She's struggling for her life at the hospital, the vet, and she's such a sweet little cat. Please pray for her. Thank you.
That's Helen saying that.
Yeah. My little kitty. Okay, thank you. She's in the hospital. She's struggling for her life. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know.
Well, we'll hold her in our hearts.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you too. Are you feeling better?
You too. I didn't know you were sick. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll get off the phone. Thank you.
Okay. I'll call you as soon as I can talk.
Oh, thank you. Oh. Okay.
Helen, we've got you in the blessings. We've got you.
Yeah,
we've got your little kitty, and we can feel your heart, and we can feel your pain. And so we're here with you, okay? This is one of those Job things, and you're just going
to...
There you go. Well, God bless you. Helen, you get better, okay?
Okay, thanks.
We love you.
Thanks.
Glenda, we have Pat Raz. Hi, welcome.
Hello. I'm so glad to join with friends from all over the world right now. Isn't it nice we don't have to be geographically connected to share so much?
It's true.
But I actually am geographically connected to this afternoon as well. I'm 30 minutes away. You and Glenda are in Brighton. Yeah, what a beautiful day. I have been searching for the packet that Glenda gave us in 1922 when we went to the Master Blessing Seminar. And about 15 minutes ago, well, just before we went on the call, I found it. And it was such a happy reunion with it. I don't know if you've looked at your package or your certification in a while.
Oh, yeah, sure. It might have been a while, but yeah.
I haven't. And so to pull that up and then to immediately join with people who are so beloved to me at this time of recognizing our gifts and our what we want to celebrate together, I want to just read this gift from Glenda that is to all of us for being in this lineage of blessing. Well, this is my little certification piece. This is to certify that Patricia Raz attended our Master Blessing Seminar August 27th and 28th in 2022 to receive instruction and revelations directly about the blessings of Yeshua. We find her to be of loving countenance, strong heart, an informed understanding, able to convey Yeshua's blessings to others, and to be a member in good standing of Spiritus International Blessing Team. Well, that gift that is in our lineage for all of us is so, so precious. And Glenda, thank you for your stewardship of the information, of the procedures, and of the spirit for us to follow. You know, it's so humbling to know that everyone who's ever read your book, everybody who's ever dialed in for a communication on a Sunday afternoon, we have received direct blessing that is always, always with us, and its ability to spread to infinity and beyond. So I just thank you, and just love being part of you. Yeah.
So beautifully said. Thank you. Gosh, I wish I could have said it better, but I couldn't.
Thank you, Pat. Well,
Nancy,
you know, and I have one really important thing to add, is that at times like this, when we confront our mortality, in other words, our attention has to shift from the soul that is invincible to taking care of our body, which has issues, I am so beautifully heartened to know that when the time comes for me to step outside this particular mortal realm, the show will go on because we've got so many dedicated, devoted blessing givers who know the message, who carry Yeshua's message forward into new generations of people. And we were privileged to be part of the beginning. For that, I say amen.
Amen.
And it is so worth it just to realize that it happened. Thank you, Pat, for reminding us. And I'm going to give the phone back to Nancy.
Oh, and did you want to say anything, Caroline?
That was such a seminal experience for me and for many other people. Oh, everybody there. August 2022. Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
I think it's been these 3 years.
Absolutely.
We were thinking, I think last night it was Stephen or Stephen was saying, felt like it wasn't that just a year ago? I'm like, no, it's going to be 3.
Felt like yesterday.
I know. So, yeah, that was beautiful, Pat. Do you have a blessing request today or anything else you would like to share?
You know,
are you
when
there,
you,
Pat?
When you, I am.
Okay, there you
go. When you door and say, you know, what's the blessing request? It, sometimes it acts like you. I feel like I'm standing in front of the genie with the bottle, and you're supposed to make. And it gets so silly, but it, you know, it's just I ask for humbly receiving this knowledge that we are forever blessed, that it is our heart's desires, our authentic heart's desires that are blessed by just being open-hearted and loving and authentic.
Yeah.
And, you know, in this moment, I'm feeling all that. But, you know, I just...
It's a continual blessing, right? It just keeps pouring out, right?
Yes, I ask for the blessing of receiving blessings at this, you know, infinity of love and knowledge that it will expand on and on and on, and that our love for one another is what drives it.
Oh, I love that, Pat. Thank you so much. We're so glad that you shared that. Everybody's been blessed by what you had to say today. And we're going to move Glenda over here. Just 1 second. So, Pat, love you. I'll call you. Call me. I'm just not too far away. All right. Love you. Thank you. We have Genia. Your line is open. Can you hear us, Genia?
Yes, I'm here. What I want to say is... Moses began his ministry at age 80. So I think this is a very important milestone of reaching age 80. So, Glenda, you are just beginning, okay?
I just believe it. And, Genia, thank you for the beautiful orchid. It is so gorgeous. And it's right by my bedside at home. Didn't bring it to the hospital with me, but it's going to glow for months, I know. Thank you. And thank you for your wonderful work editing your new book, The Only Way Out Is Up. So I think you're actually right. I think this new book is going to launch the next 80 years of our ministry.
A great idea. What a great thought.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you back to Nancy before I wear my voice out.
Thank you, Genia. She
you're
said that last
welcome.
Night.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday about the first 80 years. Because, well, the next 80. So we kind of really like that attitude of speaking of the next 80, so that's a theme here, and we're glad you reminded us and about Moses. So we love you, Genia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. And we do have Stormy. Welcome, Stormy.
Yes, I have a request. I've had an emergency room in the ambulance 4 times in the last 10 days. I've got the flu, real bad problems, dehydration, just not able to recover very well. I had a recovery though. So,
you're going through this similar thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been sick in 4 years.
Oh, Stormy. Well, we're glad you were able to join us today. Maybe this blessing today, I know this blessing today will buoy you up and give you a little bit of maybe a little respite from anything that you're struggling with right now. How are you feeling today?
Not good. I'm having problems with extremely bright lights making me very nauseated and about to pass out. I haven't gone home in my life for a long time. When I open up the refrigerator door, the light in the refrigerator door called it night. I guess what you call night blindness. I get sick to my stomach and almost pass out. But then I recover, I feel light.
Glad you called in then. We're glad you're here, and we're going to surround you, and the blessing is going to, you know, give you and provide what you need today. But we're really glad you're with us, Stormy.
I'm thankful for receiving bliss. My door.
Well, I think, okay. We're kind of fading in and out, but we feel your heart, and we know what you're trying to tell us about your struggle right now. So we're there for you in love and prayer and prayers for healing and a restored state of health. So, we love you, Stormy.
Yeah, thank you all for being there in Fort Worth with Linda.
You're welcome. I feel like everybody's here. So we're all here together, everybody, just so you know. Like Pat said, we don't have to live with each other in a geological way, but here we are. So, well, Stormy, we know you're going to get better, and we're going to go ahead.
I do see a heart doctor. So we'll
see how that goes.
More information about what that is. My pulse has gotten down to 45. Times, so they're afraid that I'm not going to pick up. So one thing is because of water dehydration and just all this stuff on off. My blood pressure's good today, though. So,
well, your mind and heart is always in the right place, Stormy. You've always got it. You've always got your finger on the pulse of God's love, and we know you're going to pull through, and we're going to hear from you next week, and you're going to have something good to say about how much better you're feeling.
Vibration. Well, the music and high vibrations you send. Music and the high vibrations.
All right. Thank you, Stormy. All right, community. We're there for Stormy. We have Nancy. You're here. We're so glad you joined us. Nancy, can you hear us?
I can hear you. Thank you, Nancy. And happy birthday, Glenda. What an amazing day it is. Glenda and Nancy and everybody on the line, since we're talking about adamantine particles, I wanted to share a spiritual practice that I use every day. And it has to do with adamantine particles. And basically, what I say is, by the love that I am and the power of the Holy Spirit, I command that any and all harmful substances in my physical body be transmuted here and now back into God's pure adamantine potential. And it occurred to me as I was listening to the message and to all of the things that are happening to people's physical bodies, that with Glenda's permission, all of us using the community's sacred heart and the love that radiates from there, we might all say a similar prayer and command to transmute any and all harmful substances from Glenda's physical body.
Nancy, I love that. Would you like to do that? And we'll all just be in our hearts right now as you share that special blessing.
Yes.
Well, Glenda, does that sound something like something you would want us to do?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm honored that you would want to do it. And I will strive to be worthy of it.
Well, I just hope you receive the blessing from all of us. And for everybody on the phone, because of the power of Holy Spirit, which is the unified field, we are all connected to each other and, of course, to Glenda as we focus on her. So I ask that you go deep within yourselves. Feel that beautiful love inside you. And using that love, then say, by the love that I am and the power of the Holy Spirit, I command that any and all harmful substances in Glenda's physical body be transmuted back into God's pure, loving, adamantine potential. And we say, thank you, God, for this blessing. All is well. Thank you.
Wow, Nancy. Just thank you. Oh, did you feel that? Everybody vibrating here and feeling the power of that love. Nancy, thank you so much. What a gift. What a birthday gift. Here's living the truth, right?
Every day, we just have to keep going within and being radiant love. So I'm shaking, so.
Yeah, we all are. Woo, it's a vibrational field.
Woo, woo. I pray, Glenda, that I bet you just feel the love and the light just radiating into you and all around you and throughout your hospital room and throughout the entire hospital.
Well, Nancy, I have something to say, very special, that only you could stimulate. Because as I approached this birthday, I asked Yeshua to please show me a gift that I could give to the world. Because in so many cultures, the birthday is celebrated by the one being born, giving gifts to those who share their life. And I asked him what gift I could give. And you have just now shown me. And that's why I went to the hospital, to be here with people who need mortal encouragement, reality understanding, and faith in themselves. And to give that gift is the gift of my life.
Oh.
And Nancy, you inspired me to... Well, it was already being given just by the fact that I had done it. I was here.
I instinctively moved into that dance step, but you helped me to understand it. And thank you so much, Nancy.
Oh, golly. Thank you for everything you do every day, Linda.
And,
thank you just
and,
for being you. Thank you.
And Nancy and Gary showed up to celebrate my birthday.
Oh.
I get my birthday. And so did Caroline fly in from Hawaii to celebrate.
Wow.
And this is the birthday.
What a great birthday gift. Wow.
Yeah, Groundhog Day, no less. It's when the groundhog came out and saw its shadow.
Well,
thank y'all. It's today. Yeah. And we have a sunshiny day. The groundhog saw the sun and cast its shadow.
Terrific.
So,
terrific.
How perfect. My birthday is now February the 2nd. For the next 80 years.
For the next 80 years, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll give the phone back to Nancy before I lose my voice.
Thank you, Nancy. Golly, that was just beautiful. Well, folks, we're going to wrap up. We don't have anyone else here, but if someone does want to jump on the call, share a blessing, offer a birthday wish, anything that you need, we do have time. Otherwise, we're going to probably close this quickly for Glenda so she can. And we do have, okay, well, I'm going to open you, Ann. We do have one more caller, Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi. This is Ann from Seabrook, Texas. And, boy, that's a hard comment to follow, but I do want to say to Glenda that there are not enough candles on in this world to shine any brighter than you have in my life, and I just appreciate it so much. And happy birthday, sweet friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Not enough candles to shine as bright as you. Oh, that's great, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thank you
love
for being
you.
Here. Love you, too.
Yes, we're so glad. Thank you for that. Well, I think Anne kind of said it for all of us, Glenda. There's not enough candles to shine as bright as the light you've given.
Wow.
And you just keep giving it. It's just shooting out of your eyeballs right now and your heart. Right? So we are going to prep. We're going to get into our prep. Yeah, we're going to get into our prep time. So, you know, folks, let's just take a breath together, a nice big deep breath, so that we can just relax and be prepared to receive this powerful blessing. So our standard protocol, we know we stand up. Oh, yes.
And it won't mute you.
Okay. Let's go here, folks. I'm being told what to do. So I'm going to mute. So we're standing here together in our lovely circle. So wherever you are in your space, you know, just to kind of work out the kinks and get the energy flowing, if you might have been sitting for a bit, that move some arms around. Circle them around like a windmill. Like Glenda says, every week we get this nice little moment to just get the body in a position to receive and to let the energy flow. And that, for you, that maybe you have to do some neck rolls. Hip swings. Yeah.
Feel good.
Feel good so that your body is ready. So I'm kind of lifting my knees up and circling them around. See, I got the hip thing going, so I'll do a little hip action. Y'all can do a little swivel. Gary, we don't know what he's doing. Some funny dance. He's doing the chicken dance. No. But anyway, yes, just stretch, maybe take an arm up, whatever feels right to you, and whatever feels intuitive for you, just to really loosen it all up and remove the blocks in the body that may, you know, just kind of get it all flowing. Ah. Okay, so now we're going to take a nice deep breath, and we're going to get into our, we're going to do the four square breath here. And that, for anybody that's new, it's a nice cleansing breath, and it's a nice breath of giving and receiving. We're in that mode of allowing our body and our breath to really work for us. and to really be part of, you know, just making the spirit flow through us. And breath is pretty powerful. And with this four square breath that we've been practicing as a community, it's a very conscious breath, but it's not really laborious. Or you know, you're just going to breathe out at your count of four, just releasing, giving, letting it go, pausing at your count of four, at your pace, and then bringing it all back in, receiving, pulling it into your heart, into your body, and then pausing in appreciation, gratitude, and at your pace, just let's do this together a few times, just to really get into that meditative, mindful, relaxed sort of posture. Let's just breathe in and breathe out, breathing out to four, pausing, breathing in for four, and pausing. So let that practice be natural for you, however that works for you, however your count of four is, so that it's smooth and comfortable and get you in a really beautiful heart resonant space where we can receive a very powerful, powerful blessing. We're gonna pray together. We're gonna wait till Glenda comes back out, so we're gonna continue breathing. Okay, we're together. That's a beautiful thing. Oh, wonderful. Lord of life, we're together. We're so grateful that you are here in our midst, that your loving power in our hearts and within us and around us and through us. We're so thankful to be together today on this special day, interesting day, challenging day, Job-like day, yet a day of beauty and surrender and joy of all the love that we're feeling within each heart and with each other. We offer our gratitude today for Glenda, for all that she's given and continues to give day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. All the beautiful words that flow from her, all the beautiful wisdom that we get to receive each week. We are just and deep, deep gratitude for Glenda. And Lord, we ask you to hear everyone's prayers today, everyone's requests, anything that's in their heart, things that were said, and anything unspoken, meeting our needs. We know you can meet all of our needs. And so we lean on you and we say thank you. We ask you, Lord, to bless all the children, as Glenda always mentions the children, such a beautiful thing to remember every week, our beautiful children that are our future and they're our present and they're showing us the way, and it's this incredible give and take. So thank you, Lord. Protect those children. Keep them safe, healthy, loved, protected. And for anybody who has a challenge now with health or Stormy, we love you, Stormy. We lift you up. We lift anyone up who's having some challenges with their health, with their body, with their mind. Lord, be with us, and we thank you for your healing grace that comes through because of this loving power called the Holy Spirit. We thank you today for this wonderful February 2nd that we're all together. And Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us and
to be mindful of the Sacred Heart that you've given us and how it's here to serve and to grow and to expand your glorious creation. We ask all of these things and anything that's in your heart, community, in the holy, wonderful name of Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. The blessing givers, we ask you to join us as we offer this sacred and holy blessing. Your blessing has been given. Now it's time for you to receive. Lay down flat, stretch out, be comfortable, and just let it all flow and marinate all over you and through you and about you. Receive this beautiful blessing that was given. Don't offer a prayer. Just be silent and still and open. Receive. We love you, and we're so happy you were here, with us today. We'll see you again next week. God bless everyone. Bye-bye.